welcome to this mini pod, Forecast Awesome, here at the Fairy Tale Studio, where celebrating is what we do best. Here is your host and new best friend, Tracy L. Schreiber.
Okay, so I really thought I would not do another podcast until I felt like I had something of God to say. Not Tracy talking, but God talking. And so I just really, as you know, a friend of mine is actually having her attic redone and cleaned out and disinfected and all of that. And I'm keeping her pups for her, and I need to put stuff away in my attic, and I've just kind of been lollygagging about it and haven't had a lot of time, actually. And so I decided to climb up there to get on with it. And as I was looking in the attic, number one, we've had some critters up there, and it's like, it's not 1,000 degrees up there, but it's not exactly fun. But there's so much untapped potential in that attic. I can see beyond the mess and the ridiculousness of the just, I would call it chaos in my attic right now. Because it's literally something, you know how when you feel like you can't, like something is just too big to handle. Well, there's something about her having her attic done that just made me kind of look at my attic in a different way. And I thought, you know, if those guys can get up there and do that, we are well able to take the land. Like, that is a space up there that I already own. It's been mine forever. Well, you know, the bank owns it until you pay it off. But you know what I'm saying? It's our home. It's our space. And so I'm looking at that and I'm like, oh yeah, all this chaos and confusion's got to go. There's no other way around it. And with some elbow grease, and actually, I went up there with a can of spray paint. I sure did. And I first spray painted over all the area that I was going to go. I actually took my leaf blower first and blew the area that I was going to go up there and have a look around off. And then I spray painted it. And I thought, well, at least that'll get me a fresh new surface to, you know, crawl across. So anyway, doing that, I was like, man, I guess I just always forget how amazing this space up there is. And so as I began to reflect on this, I thought, oh my gosh, this is totally from God. And it's totally scriptural. And it's for all of us. And I just believe it's like, we are well able to take the land. And that doesn't even always mean it's across a border or it's on the other side of a boundary, that type of thing. Sometimes it's land we are already owning and inhabiting, but we aren't taking it. We aren't taking it to the next level. We aren't taking it in a way that we're just not having dominion necessarily. And it's our own space. It's our own land. I look at that as like the line of work or the field you're in. You are already in that field. You are already owning that territory. But it is time to take dominion. And I just love that. I love it so much. And so anyway, it is kind of a short podcast, but I wanted to just say, stick a flag in it. You're well able to take the land. What is it that's holding you back from fully walking in your calling? Fully walking in the space that God has clearly marked for you, and all you should do and need to do is just walk out in it. You know, take up that flag and go stick it and declare it and claim it for God and His glory. And I understand if, you know, you aren't like of the Christian faith where you're looking to scriptures and whatever, this principle can still be used. But I am telling you, own it. And also too, that whole thing about staying in your lane. I'm like, the freeway is mine. Okay. I get there's a little bit of focus required to do hard things like this attic, me taking this land back. It's really just actually my mindset. Whereas before, I'm like, it's 1,000 degrees up there. I cannot be bothered. But on today, when I'm climbing up there, looking around and seeing the potential of that attic, I'm like, no, I'm not just shoving Christmas things up there. I'm going to turn this space into usable space, easy to access, bringing more and more blessing from the finished product. And it's actually going to be a joy to do it. It really is what I thought was formerly the most daunting task ever. You know, a friend having someone else do her attic just got me thinking. Why can't I? I mean, I've done lots of hard things in home improvement concerning my own house. And I say some things are better left to the professionals. But maybe you don't always have the cash. Or maybe you don't have the time to schedule it out as far as like that. You have to do something in pockets of time. But whatever's holding you back from walking in your calling and doing what God's called you to do, or inhabiting the space God has already given you, like, you got it. And you just grab your tool bag, grab you some confidence, you know, grab you your sword and your power tools and your word of God, and you just move out into your space and you declare it and you claim it. And it's totally like my honor to tell everybody about Jesus, because I think that's the greatest love story of all. Talk about someone who had it all and did not have to do what he did and just came to get us. So, and it drives me all the time. And when I think that I can't do something or I'm too burnt out, I mean, those thoughts aren't plaguing me, but they do flit through my mind occasionally. And I think, oh my gosh, thank you, Lord, that I can inhabit all the spaces and callings that you've given me. That before you ever made anything, you like put me and Jesus' name on it. And, you know, one of the things I love to do is to talk people out of being sick and sad. I do. Sometimes I get the opportunity to talk to people because they have a dog that's acting up. And sometimes people have a body that's acting up. And I'm like, oh my gosh, did you know? There could be a possible emotional roots to that situation. And so, man, it's so fun. And if people grab a hold of these concepts, which I fully believe God put out there for us, he made us so miraculous. I know this is kind of a side note before I end, but these are the things that the spaces I want to inhabit, the calling on my life that I want to inhabit, to leave people, places, and things better than I found them, and for God to get the glory for it. Because, you know, I've had to kill my ego time and time again. I always say I talk about myself a lot and the things I get to do, and I'm really excited because when you want to talk about a nobody, you know, no super duper higher education, you know, a little this, a little that, and just believing that God can do something with me. That's what I like to brag on. So anyway, but yeah, I've had to kill the ego a few times, or just the appearance of the ego by giving the credit to God. And anyway, so let all that you do and all those great things just make memorial stones for the Lord. And just, you know, give him the credit for it, because it all goes to him anyway. And anyway, I hope this has blessed you. I kind of am trying to get over the fact that I say a lot of thoughts and don't complete them. So if I have any incomplete thoughts, you could always message me at the Fairy Tale Studio at Instagram, or Forecast Awesome on Instagram. And if there's anything you would like prayer for, it would be my absolute honor to pray for you and over you. And in the meantime, go stick a flag in it and start walking out that calling and space that God put on your life. And we'll see you next time here on Forecast Awesome.